Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. The summer driving season is upon us. Did you know that the combination of the increased traffic, big trucks, motorcyclists, and construction all contribute to the fact that summertime in Michigan has more accidents than any other season of the year? If you're injured in an accident, I'm ready to help you right now. And I never take a fee until I win your case. You can call me right now at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
97 won the ticket. All right, so who said it? Next segment. We got some people that still want to talk about the greatest question ever to grace sports radio. Who needs who more? Jared Goff needs Detroit more, or the Lions needing Jared Goff more? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. You want to go to the phones, Rico?
Let's go to the phones.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, Nick's been waiting a long time. He's on the ticket. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey
man.
Hey, so I would like to say that, I mean, it's pretty great. It's not black and white. I want to push towards, I think Goff needs Detroit. I don't think he can just go to another team, whether they're prepared or not, something like you said, Falcons or Jets. He's been with the Lions, and he's been with this rebuilding team for, what, 3 years now? And we've only gotten more wins and more wins the better people we got. So I don't think it's as simple as just letting him go to another team. I think where he's at right now, he needs us.
You're saying that Goff needs the Lions.
He said that.
Yeah, I really do.
Just slightly, though. You said slightly, a little bit. And Nick, I think we're all there. I mean, that's why it's a good question, I feel. Because whoever you're choosing, it's by inches.
Right. That's what I'm going with. Because, I mean, I was telling my coworkers how Goff was phenomenal last year. And they're like, well, he wasn't the biggest part of the team. It was, you know, you have Laporta that can get open. You have Amon-Ra that can always get open. You have J-Mo that can get open most of the time. So as long as somebody's getting open, as long as you have an accurate quarterback, it doesn't really matter who's your quarterback. But I don't like that either. I don't really like that argument.
Okay. Fair enough. I still think that the Lions need him more because it's hard to find a starting quarterback in the NFL. Now, you could sit here and say, well, you could just put anybody back there with this line. It doesn't work that way because you could have a great offensive line, you need an accurate quarterback. You need a quarterback that makes smart decisions. You need a quarterback that can keep everybody happy.
I also think, Rico, this is a certainty. This offense is going to be good. Unless they get injuries, I think it's fair to say they're going to be good, right? Jared Goff is 29 years old. He is going to sign probably the last big contract of his career. Right? Why not stay in Detroit where you know consistency with this team is going to happen? If you go elsewhere, like the caller mentioned, it might take a couple years to get it going. Who knows if you'll be able to duplicate the success you found here? That's why I just think Goff needs the Lions more. He's in a great situation. He would have to be, in my mind, crazy to want to leave. You want to go to D. You're on the ticket. What's going on, D?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good, D.
I'm good. Listen, I just wanted to weigh in on the Jared Goff situation. The last caller before the break, he made the perfect point. Jared Goff does not have – if you look at all of the films of him throwing the ball downfield, more than 35 yards, you will see that every time he does that, they have to wait on the ball or something happens that messes up. Now, he's a surgeon 20 yards on a 20-yard throw, right, left, down the middle, what have you. In addition to that, he cannot move. I watched Hendon Hooker play his entire career, 8,000 yards in 2.5 years, almost three, and 82 touchdowns, okay? In addition to that, he can move. That's the difference. And like the caller, like I said, the caller before the break said that anytime without the offensive line that we have right now and without Ben Johnson, Jared Goff would not be the quarterback that he is. He does not deserve $50 million a year. And they should not retard to the career of this kid. Jared Goff has won and probably will continue to win. But we can survive without him. He needs us more than what they need than we need him. Would you give us, you give that offensive line to anybody else, they'll do the same thing.
Okay. I disagree. People are acting as if anybody could just step behind this line and get it done. Well, and I'm telling you, it's not that easy.
You're
in the
right.
NFL.
But to answer the question, you kind of have to attack the other side, even though you like the other side. But I think D makes a really good point. If Goff were to go elsewhere, who would suffer more? Potentially Jared Goff in a new situation, or the Lions for not having their signal caller anymore?
The Lions.
And, well, I would actually say,
because Jared,
the likelihood is Goff would struggle more than Detroit would. I'm not saying whoever you put in replacement of Goff.
The likelihood.
Okay, hold on. Jared Goff has already shown you. Team A.
With great, yes.
We went to Super Bowl.
Yeah, team with great
B,
talent around him.
We went to NFC title game. Lions. Okay, let's do the same scorecard with the Lions. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
But you're leaving out
and
somebody.
Nothing.
That's a little disingenuous. You're
leaving
out, you're leaving out the Brad Holmes effect. You're leaving out, because everything you're saying did not include Brad Holmes, the so-called nothing.
Oh, so you're leaning in the I trust Brad Holmes thing and he can get anybody in here. Is that what you're saying?
I think he's a pretty damn good GM.
It's not that easy.
I think he's built this to this. No, but again, if you look at it from the point of view, who would struggle more? Would Jared Goff going into System X, right? Don't know where he's going. Would there be a likelihood for him to struggle more? Or would the Lions struggle more because they would have to replace Goff? I think the Lions could replace Goff. Now, would you see a downgrade in play? Maybe, but how big of a downgrade? And you'd be paying that person less, too. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's in such a good situation. It's so perfect for him. That's why he would be a lunatic to walk away.
I really was leaning in your direction with this until I had heard the last caller. Because these Lions fans are acting like they've done this every year in Detroit. It's been 30-plus years before they went back to where they went in 1991. And it's not that easy in the NFL. And I think now I'm on your side because these people are crazy.
David, seriously, there's maybe, and this is 20 quarterbacks that can actually get the job done.
Hey, David,
20.
I got a question for David. It's more of a statement. Flip, flop, flip, flop.
But you didn't hear my first part, though. So.
Flip, flop. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Here's what we're going to do. How about we push off Who Said It for one more segment? People want to talk. Who needs who more? Jared Goff, does he need the Lions more? Do the Lions need Mr. Goff more? 97-1 the ticket.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. The summer driving season is upon us. Did you know that the combination of the increased traffic, big trucks, motorcyclists, and construction all contribute to the fact that summertime in Michigan has more accidents than any other season of the year? If you're injured in an accident, I'm ready to help you right now. And I never take a fee until I win your case. You can call me right now at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right, if you're tuning in for Who Said It, we're going to do it next segment. 248-539-9797. Who needs who more? Goff needs the Lions more. The Lions need Goff more. Rico and I have put our line in the sand. We'll just go to the callers. There's some great ticket texts as well. You want to hit a couple ticket texts first or callers first?
Let's get to the callers.
All right. Let's go to Chris in Garden City waiting a long time. What's going on, Chris?
Fellas, great show. Well, look, the Bears moved off of Justin Fields, for God's sakes. And, you know, people always talk about how great Brad Holmes is and he walks on water. And then they get to the Hendon Hooker pick and they just go, well, that was a trash pick. I don't think so. I think he knows what he's doing. And I think we got kind of a hidden gem there. And look at Jalen Hyatt. He's not exactly tearing up the NFL like we all thought he would. I think Hendon Hooker had a lot to do with his success. And he does the exact opposite of what Goff does. Downfield accuracy, he has the arm with a little bit of mobility. It could be a thing. I'm not giving up on it. I'm not saying Goff trash like a
Chris, I think you bring up a good point. And listen, I know people like to laugh when you're like Hendon Hooker, the heir apparent, but I think a lot of it is going to be told in the term that Goff gets on his contract, right? If he gets a 2-3 year deal, which I think it would be longer than that, then you would say Hooker's in play, right? If not, then obviously Hooker is the backup for the time being or a bust or whatever the case is. But you do draft the guy in the third round. I do think he intends to try to use him at some point.
Well, we know he doesn't like to be wrong. He wants to be the smartest man in the room. He's probably keeping a receipt on this. We'll hear about it in the near future. He loves to be the smartest man in the room, so he doesn't want to be wrong, Rico. You know I'm right on that one.
Yeah, you know, you are correct, and he's probably writing this down, and it'll make some veil, you know, crack at us. So,
do you think Brad listens?
Yeah, they,
somebody tells him.
Every organization listens because somehow or another, it always gets back to us if we say mean things. Go ahead.
God, I want them to win a Super Bowl so he can break out his ultimate receipts. Remember, Dan Campbell said, too, he has receipts as well. He's going to wait, though. He's going to wait for more success, apparently. Let's go to Drew. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
You know, geez, I don't even feel like this is a discussion. The Lions need Goff, and I'll tell you why. What are the Lions' goals? Their goal is to win a Super Bowl. You don't sign Goff. Shoot, you might go from the best quarterback in the division to the worst quarterback in the division. Forget winning the Super Bowl. You probably won't even win the division. And so, you know, when I look at it from that regard, if Goff's goal is to get paid, he'll get paid somewhere. If the Lions' goal is to win a Super Bowl, that has to be Goff. It's not going to be a rookie. It won't be Hooker anytime soon. It won't be a first-round quarterback.
Drew, I think in a perfect world, they understand they both need each other. And Goff's your quarterback for the foreseeable future, and hopefully you do win a Super Bowl. But it doesn't take away from the question. But thank you, Drew. I mean, listen, that's the answer. The answer is both sides need each other. It's fair.
They need each other. But we said who needs the other
more? I agree.
I think the Lions need Goff more because there's only a handful of quarterbacks that can get it done on the NFL level. There's a lot of guys who we think they have the potential and end up washing out, okay? Like the guy, you know, I thought Justin Fields was going to be the man in Chicago. He wasn't. Like, oh, we drafted this guy, and they just turn out to be a bum. Whereas, yeah, Goff, like it or not, yeah, he's not mobile. But look at his track record. If he were to go someplace else, I have a feeling he could do it again.
JD's in Ann Arbor. He's on the ticket. What's going on, JD?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
All right. Well, first of all, yeah, I love this question because absolutely, we both need each other so much. Regardless of the player he is, Goff is just such a scheme fit, such a culture fit, is perfect for this city. But if I had to pick one, I think Goff needs the Lions more because outside of Detroit and outside of the Lions, I don't think there's anybody else that really believes in him. You know, he was the Rams' first overall, and he took them to a Super Bowl. They tossed him into a trade deal as a deal sweetener. And the power rankings, you look at QB power rankings, you'll struggle to find him in top 10, usually top 15. But as far as stats go, he's top 5 in QB stats, second in passing yards, third in touchdowns. But nobody else believes in Goff like the Lions do.
So you're saying that Goff needs the Lions?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get the opportunity, the trust, or the belief that he gets from the Lions anywhere else. I don't think the rest of the NFL believes in him.
JD, the other thing, too, is maybe Goff doesn't need the Lions more, but Goff needs Ben Johnson, too. I think that relationship is so important. I think, listen, it goes both ways, obviously. We know this already. We've discussed it, but man, does he get a lot from Ben Johnson. They are perfect for each other, and in a different situation, Ben Johnson isn't there. Goff is. So I appreciate the call, JD.
Look, once again, we're splitting hairs. I just think that the Lions need him more. Lions know that. The Lions are trying to get this deal done. I don't think that Brad Holmes comes out and says what he says if they want to kind of put it out there. Hey, guys, we're trying. He's the holdup. It's not us.
See,
we wanted all three contracts to come out on draft day. These are Brad Holmes' words, not mine.
That's a great point by you. I mean, that if I was fighting your side, I would have said that too, because you are right. When Brad Holmes came on the morning show yesterday, I mean, he said Goff has earned the extension. It's a high priority for us. We want to get this done. So you're right about that. And you could maybe speculate, too, the reason the deal isn't done is because maybe Goff's side is holding it up. So maybe the Lions said, listen, here's what we're giving you. And Goff is like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go with that.
And that's why I feel like Goff knows Lions need me a little bit more than I need them. So I can take my time. And I can make sure that this deal is everything that I want because the Lions, I'm not saying they're desperate, but they realize if we don't get it done, we're going to eventually have to start over again.
And I love what you're saying, and I think you're absolutely right to an extent. I think Goff's camp is saying, let's squeeze a little more. My last big contract, I want to be the highest paid quarterback or top three, top five, whatever the case is. Like, I do think it. But I do think there's a little voice in Goff's head, and he's probably told his representation as well, don't screw it up, though. I need to be here. Because a different situation would not be as beneficial to me.
Because we don't know what Hendon Hooker is. And I know everybody keeps saying, like, oh, Hendon Hooker, he's mobile. Man, don't get seduced by the fact that he's mobile, because what if he's mobile and can run around and he's not accurate? We always say, well, Jared Goff can't throw the ball 35 yards down the field. Okay, but he doesn't have to do that. The offense is not made for that. The offense is made for him. It builds on his strengths. So I don't care that he can't throw the ball deep down the field, because guess what? Most of the passes are 20 yards and in, and they're pretty lethal.
All right, let's go one more before who said it. How about I can pick, right? I know what people are saying. Let's go to Robert. He's been holding on the longest. Robert, you get the last word, my friend. What's up, bud?
Good Friday, gentlemen.
Hey.
I am absolutely in shock in hearing people say what I'm listening to them say about Jared Goff. I'm from Orange County, California. One thing people don't realize, it was like a soap opera. Sean McVay and Goff had a falling out. That is why he is not there. He's a proven winner. Every single place that he's been, he has proven. People are discrediting what the Lions haven't done and how he has elevated these players. His great decision-making, doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He allows guys to get open. He takes what the field is giving him, and he has one hell of an arm. I've been at UC Irvine watching spring training. He can throw the long ball. but he is a leader. He instills confidence from the coaching, from the general manager, from the owner to the players. And I think that's what it is to be a leader and to lift a team, is to be able to be a general on the field where you lift the entire team. And that's what you're looking for. And that doesn't come in legs. And it comes in an arm and a mind. And he's proven himself. And to think otherwise, go on with another 20 years with another 20 different quarterbacks and get Charlie Batch with legs, and you're just going to have the same story over and over again.
Charlie was mobile too. But no,
right,
Robert,
don't get seduced by the whole mobility factor. Like, you have a quarterback. Guess what? Every quarterback has flaws. There aren't any. There's Patrick Mahomes.
I agree.
And then there's everybody else who has something that they can't do.
But you know what he said at the very end of his call? He said, hey, Jared Goff is the guy, or go another 25 years trying to find a guy. My point is, you got yourself great leadership, a great regime, a great front office. I don't think it would take 25 years to find another guy.
Yeah, nobody thinks that, Rieger, until it takes you 25 years.
Or it doesn't, though. Like, we could talk about Goff and is Goff the unicorn and is he always the guy we needed? Or we could talk about Campbell and Holmes,
Rieger,
and if they're the guys we've always needed. I choose to believe it's Campbell and Holmes.
I've only seen two examples where a quarterback, and it may be more, but I can only think of two examples where you literally replace one quarterback, great quarterback, with another great quarterback.
That's in San Francisco and Green Bay.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, let's look at all the other QBs. And when they're gone, nothing.
How many years did it take Pittsburgh to find another one after Bradshaw?
Right.
And now we're still trying to find another one after Roethlisberger.
Right. And it takes time. And you're thinking, well, these guys are smart. It's a crapshoot trying to get that quarterback. Like I said, San Francisco went from Montana to Young. Green Bay has now gone from Favre to Aaron Rodgers to looks like Jordan Love. That's the exception.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, those quarterbacks you name, Roethlisberger, Young, Montana, whether it's Rodgers or Favre, Goff is not as good as any of them. Not even close.
I can't help you.
All right, who said it next? 97 won the ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, this is exciting. It's my favorite game. Better than Jeopardy, it's Who Said It.
All right, here we go, gentlemen. All new audio heard this week on 97 won the ticket.
Who's eligible?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. No off limits on anybody.
Oh.
So we're talking Chapman and Caputo and
sure. Sure.
Oh, this is exciting. Wojo. Me. Sure. Mark Ryan.
I don't like it if it's.
Oh, you? You wanted to be?
If everybody's included.
Not me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not well, exclusive.
Not Jeff, though.
Right. It's not elitist anymore. Yeah, Rico likes the click. He likes keeping people out.
Well, speaking of that, that word makes it into the first clue. Are you ready to play? Here we go.
Yeah.
Their pitching at times is elite, but their offense is pathetic.
Pitching at times elite, but their offense is pathetic. Rigger, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I think that was me, actually. You said anybody is available. I think I said that to Wojo just yesterday or the day before.
Okay. I think that may have been our show. I think it was either Mike or Rico. I think it may have been Rico.
Yeah.
I'm because we definitely used those types of terminology when we were discussing the Tigers.
But Mike has been talking about how elite this pitching is. The pitching staff can win 90-plus games. The hitting is awful. So if that's the case. But then again, it's so generic. It could be anybody.
Yeah, but you got to whittle it down to who would say
Rigger
pathetic.
Is not you, okay? We're just going to say it's not you.
I think it's me.
It's not you.
I think it's me.
No, I'm guessing Mike.
I'm thinking it's Mike as well.
Yeah.
Kenny said Mike
but
too?
It's definitely the show.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You want to place a bet on this, Rieger?
No.
Okay.
No.
I got 150 on it. What you got?
That's more than my 2 week
Chipotle
stipend.
Stipend.
How about $7? I got $7 on it. You think you can pull seven more dollars from the
settle down over there?
Yeah, he just won't get her a card.
Oh, wait, you got to get a card too? Oh. Who said it already?
Who said it?
No!
And guess what? You could have doubled. You could have had $300.
Yeah, you know what? That's fine. The pride is enough.
I don't want to play
this game. I give you one of these.
I don't want to play this game anymore. I'd rather take phone calls.
Baby.
We're done.
I'd rather take phone calls.
Golf or the Lions. Who needs who?
Who needs who more? Golf or the Lions. 248-539-9797.
Yeah.
You can go to hell.
Yeah.
You proud of yourself, Roberto? Listen, there's always time for redemption. Let's move on.
You have to work with us every day.
Let's move on. Next one. I love that Brad Holmes at the start of this year said, we should win the NFC North.
Man, that sounds like cookies.
Jesus, it's me again. I kid you not, I said this yesterday. Or it's cookies. No, I'm going with me again. Just to piss you guys off.
Okay. One more time, Roberto.
I love that Brad Holmes at the start of this year said, we should win the NFC North.
I think I hear morning show, but I hear it in Jansen's voice. I hear that in John Jansen's. I'm going to go with Jansen.
I hear that in Cookie voice. I'm going to go with Jim.
I was also leaning to change mine to Jansen as well. So I'm going to go with Jansen.
I think we're all locked in.
Everybody in?
Yes.
Who said it?
Roberto, seriously, is it just, it's, okay, I'm going to stop. If it's all Rieger.
I said that at any point this could happen, that all five could be the same guy. Now, let's see. Are you going to roll with that? Are you going to keep going?
Oh, you got to tell me what the saying is.
Are you going to keep thinking it's you?
Listen, I know what I think. Hey. I'm unfortunately the one guy that has to live in this head, okay?
Okay, here we go. Next one.
All right.
Do you guys feel like playing this anymore?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was about to pull the plug and just read a read. All right.
No, I'm good.
Here we go. The question is, will he hit like he did at the end of the year, or is he eventually going to hit a home run? Because that is two different things.
Say that again, please.
That is not me.
The question is, will he hit like he did at the end of the year, or is he eventually going to hit a home run? Because that's two different things. Talking about Torkelson.
That is a weird
is that Gator.
See, I was thinking Doug.
Same show. Okay, all right.
Well, I was thinking the real co-host. I'm going to go with Kang.
Or is it Rieger? Because
no, that is definitely not.
Absolutely could be.
Can you read that again? Just go remember saying that?
No, did Roberto go full lazy?
So
you
remember saying
that
in the same segment?
I don't think that was me.
The question is, will he hit like he did at the end of the year, or is he eventually going to hit a home run? Because that is two different things.
It is so. I hope I didn't say that because it makes no sense. It's nonsensical. I'll go Gator.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Everybody in? Who was it?
Ow! I don't understand the comments.
I don't know.
Great call, Kenny Cott.
Kang collects.
Oh, damn it.
All right, number four. If you put a good product on the field, they'll pack Comerica.
I think that's either Mike or Jim. I think it's Jim.
I almost want to use the Jank rule because I feel like I heard this.
Almost.
I know, but I don't want to. I don't want to get. Let me go last, and yes. I won't poison the jury.
Damn, that's hard. David, go ahead.
Let me hear one more time.
It's very insightful. If you put a good product on the field, they'll pack Comerica.
I mean, because it's so generic and dumb.
But it's one of those that I think we said it on this show.
I don't think so.
I think it might have been on this show. No.
I think we said it on this show.
It's either Mike or Costa.
No, I'm wondering, did I say that?
And well, if you David thinks it's dumb.
Wait, because Stoney was here, so
it's generic.
We didn't talk baseball yesterday, so it's not Stoney. No, we didn't talk baseball yesterday.
I'm gonna go Costa.
I'm going Costa as well.
Kenny,
I think I heard this driving in, and I think it's Costa. I'm not sure, but I think
Rico.
I'll go with Kenny.
All right, Costa. All right.
Who said it?
Oh, come on.
And water's wet.
look at David.
Wasn't that line in Field of Dreams?
Water's wet. Boobs are fun.
Kevin Costner.
If you build it, they will come. Yeah, right. Well,
if you put a good product on the field. Well,
all right, quickly.
Last
yeah,
okay, that's here we go. Last one.
I prefer to be a straight shooter and just come out with what it is because it's eventually going to come out.
What?
I prefer to be a straight shooter and just come out with what it is because it's eventually going to come out.
What does that mean? What is that in reference to? There's no context to
you
any
know
of
what?
That.
I'm going to just go say Wojo.
It's a person
know.
That considers themselves a straight shooter. Who's a straight shooter?
Straight shooter sounds like a Gator phrase. I'll go Gator.
I'm going to go Wojo.
I'm going to go Kang.
I'm going to go Costa or Tom.
Pick one.
I get it. I'm trying to figure it out in my head.
Rieger, what part of we got to hurry this up? Are you not understanding?
Pick, go. I'll go Tom.
Okay, who said it?
I don't know if I'm happy or sad about this week's version.
God, I hate this game.
You know what?
97 won
the
ticket.
Let's talk some football. 97 won.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.